This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Local 100 puts Cowboys owner Jones on notice while withdrawing NLRB charge. Local 100 United Labor Unions notified NLRB Region 16 that it was withdrawing the charge filed over 2 weeks ago over threats made by Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to bench his players if they protested during the national anthem. In a press release describing this action, Local 100 said the following about the situation. Withdrawing its NLRB charge this time, Local 100 did so because the National Football League, after meeting with the owners and players, has ruled that there will be no discipline of players for utilizing their platform and protesting the societal situation of racial injustice and police brutality that is impacting their working conditions and lives. Furthermore, the NFL committed to continued dialogue about these situations and taking positive, though unnamed, steps to address them in the larger community. NLRB rules allow the union to refile these charges at any time. Since the filing of Local 100's charges, Jones has not repeated the threats against the players that were the subject of the charges. United Labor Union's chief organizer, Wade Rathke, said, "If Jerry Jones threatens or disciplines any players of the Dallas Cowboys, despite the clear position of the NFL and others, we will immediately refile these charges with NLRB and pursue them to their conclusion. We are hopeful that Jones has learned that there are legal limits that guide his treatment of his workforce and rights that cannot be abridged, regardless of his own personal opinion. We will continue to monitor this closely. We hope a lesson has been learned and that we have had some small impact on this debate and the actions of the NFL doing the right thing." Has Jones really learned his lesson? We hope so, but we doubt it. "We believe, in fact, that it is more likely that a combination of our action emboldening his own lawyers to tell him he was across the line to shut up, the NFL overlords telling him his position was untenable and he had to back up, and the anger of his own players at his bullying all forced him to retreat." As CBSSports.com reported, among many others, Cowboy players were reportedly angered by Jones' public hardline stance, and the team had a meeting with Jones about it during the bye week. There were no public comments, but privately, it was well known that players told Jones he was out of line. The final straw convincing the union that it was best to withdraw for now and leave the matter hanging became clear after Jones vacillating in reaction to defensive tackle David Irving raising his fist after anthem in the last game. Jones tried to walk the line, saying as long as it was not during the anthem, no problem. Jones again was exposed as all talk, no cattle. Or as the nation's David Zarin has written, the fact Jerry Jones now has to smile his way through, it is just another sign of how much ground the owners lost and how much of their own humanity the players have reclaimed. And besides reclaiming their humanity, the players have also learned the power of their labor rights, both under the NLRA and their own contract, which the NFLPA shrewdly enforced in the meeting with the owners. As Local 100's statement said as well, "We were also glad that our action in stepping in to file charges against Jones and the Cowboys for their treatment of their players ignited a national debate about the rights and entitlements the players had as workers under the National Labor Relations Act. Lawyers, professors, and others have joined the debate in newspapers, blogs, and websites on the question, with the preponderance of them supporting Local 100 standing to file and the fact that the union drew attention to the role of the NLRA in protecting workers' rights in these situations. The union is hoping that its action will prompt other workers caught in difficult situations in their jobs, too often unrepresented, to understand the law and take advantage of its provisions to protect themselves and exercise their rights. This clearly isn't over. The protests, though diminished, continue, and so does the debate. And that's a good thing for the players, the cause, the workers, and their communities elsewhere." Professor Tim Wu, free speech computer expert and occasionally columnist for the New York Times, threw another brick at the window, this time at the White House, which is pulling the strings on the Cowboys' Jones, saying, "The White House needs to be held accountable when it tries to use private parties to circumvent First Amendment protections, when it encourages others to punish its critics, as when it demanded that the NFL, on pain of tax penalties, censor players, it is wielding state power to punish disfavored speech. There is precedent for such abuses to be challenged in court. The fat lady won't sing on this one until victory is complete. There will be many test questions in the future for Jerry Jones and his ilk on the lessons they're being forced to learn now." This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.